Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hey, it's me, but it's not Mike. It's our first in a rotating series of guest hosts. Say hi to Eric Zoolander Stoginski. Hi, Eric.
Hello, America.
Now, Eric actually came to my home. This was not the original plan, because when we got on this broadcast platform, the whole idea was you can stay at home. You don't even need to wear pants. And Eric shows up at my house today in pants.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't know. I was disappointed.
He clearly did not want people inspecting what's going on behind his camera.
Yeah, I know a lot better than that.
Well, the background is fantastic. This is actually, this is really like the Little Rascals. Like when they would build some long car that would roll down a hill and it was made up of different pieces, parts. Or when they would, my favorite, dress up in an overcoat all stacked up to be an adult. Mm-hmm. I've actually built an iPhone stand for Eric's camera that is a mic stand and
take a picture
and a beautiful vintage Sennheiser mic clip for a shotgun mic, and then the phone is wrapped in a paper towel so it fits in the clip and it's up there. So we'll share that on social media. Yes, Aesop, that is a lot of Elvis crap on the shelves. Focus on the show, please. So well, go ahead, Josh.
I assume the shelves behind Zoolander are all the stuff that you rotate in and out to the nice clean shelves behind you.
I don't rotate a lot because that it involves, it's really full up there.
Yeah, I see that.
There's been a couple good things. I had to one time drill and refill. Do you know what a Schneekugel is?
I am unfamiliar.
No.
Okay, while I tell him what a Schneekugel is, will you be a sweetheart, Eric, and go into the room at the end of the hall with the slatted door?
Yep.
And get my commercials off the printer?
Sure.
It's just like having Mike here.
I thought you were going to send him to go get the whatever word you just pronounced.
No, Schneekugel is it's German.
See if he could find it on the shelf.
Yeah, for prizes? No.
Right.
A Schneekugel is a German word. It means literally snow globe. They were invented in Germany. And the Schneekugel that I have of Elvis had been up there so long, thank you, buddy, that all the water had evaporated out of it. And so Elvis looked dry and all the snow was just on the floor. So I had to actually drill into it and re-add water to the Schneekugel. So now it can be shook up, as it were. Ha ha.
I didn't know water could evaporate out of a snow globe.
I think perhaps the production
out of the glass. There's got to be a leak.
I think that the production of the Elvis Schneekugel is not exactly top drawer, and it might have been farmed out to another country. So maybe it wasn't even water.
Maybe
that was in there. But the other time I came down to my basement, and I realized that the entire basement smelled like bourbon. Which, you know, back in the day was not that uncommon, but it was a persistent smell of bourbon, and I realized that the Elvis decanter, the cork had dried and cracked. And so it was one of those Elvis decanters where you screw his head off.
You filled it?
No, it began leaking. Elvis was sweating.
Did you
bourbon.
Buy it empty?
No, I bought it full. That's more expensive that way. Oh. But then the cork died, and Elvis was sweating bourbon. It was almost like a stigmata type thing.
He was looking in the room he was in, and he got real nervous.
Yeah, so, anyway, the Elvis shelf has had its issues, but I wanted to thank Eric for coming and being on time and promptly seeing to it that both of my dogs were let out of the house and went on a tour of the neighborhood. And
we had to go for a quick walk.
We did.
Get our blood pumping for the day.
It was a lovely day for a walk, but I mean, Eric shows up and I hug him, and the dogs are going crazy because there's someone here. And Eric has a grocery bag, which we'll get to in a moment. And the dogs are like, oh, hey, here's someone new. But wait, the door's open. Bye. And I can trust Linus. Linus is my original 11-year-old mutt. He's pretty smart. He won't come when he's called, but he will come home. Now, I put Eric on following him. Because Sebastian is stupid. Sebastian is a big, I think, like a probably a retriever mix. And he is, as I said, dumb. He was off, and right away he went into like the woods where we couldn't see him.
That was scary.
Which was nerve-wracking. Yeah.
That's the opposite of dumb. That's smart. He's getting away.
No, he did. But why would he want to get away from all of this? I feel that left unattended, Linus would come home and we would find Sebastian in Kentucky. I think he would just keep going and going and going and going. So I caught Sebastian because, he stopped to pee. And I was able to get, you know, once their leg is up, they're pretty much immobile. So he kept like about 15 feet between me and him the whole walk. And then I was able to get him by the collar and walk him back. Meanwhile, I look over and how was Linus doing?
He was leading the way, leading the way right back to his house.
He did. It's like he had a path.
Yeah. He took me on a walk.
Yeah, he did take Eric on a walk. Did you ever get within like 10 feet of him?
No.
But never more than like 30 feet away.
Nope.
He just took you for a walk.
You know what he is?
What?
A good boy.
He is a good boy. And so we brought the dogs back and they're happy. They're smiling because, you know, they've gone outside. They've had a
bonus walk
today. And so I said, well, let's go ahead and reinforce bad behavior. And I gave Eric some treats to give to the dog. And so he gives the Linus first, and he goes, sit, and Linus sits. He says, shake, and Linus gives him the paw. He lays down. He sort of lays down. He gives him the treat. And he goes, this was our conversation when he went and he went up to Sebastian. You do the commands, and I'll be me.
Sebastian, sit.
No.
Shake.
No.
Down.
No.
Talk.
No. Just give him the treat. That's all he does. He doesn't do anything.
Run outside?
He runs outside. And he's got a tremendous bump on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's, but you know what he is?
Big brain.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. So anyway, we're able to dodge that. And you got a lovely view of my neighborhood. And at least it's
lovely
not,
neighborhood.
It's not atrociously hot today.
No, perfect. It was, much nicer than it has been.
This weekend, I don't know if this was smart or not, but Saturday, I got up early and I went out to get in my car and it was in the sun. So I sat in my car and I didn't start it and I rolled all the windows up and I was just hanging it out there.
Hmm.
And after about 20 minutes, it got really hot. And I said, wow, I probably shouldn't do this, but it was just, it was calling me. And I looked and the internal, it was 160 degrees in my car.
Why did you
build in a sauna?
Yeah. I was able to flush my toxins.
Ah.
But then I started the car and moved it. But I just want to say that when we get into these heat waves, people call and check on the elderly. I called Mike. He's fine. He had a good birthday on
Saturday.
This year we're observing it on Saturday, although it could be Friday. Did you see the birthday card his son got him?
No, I didn't.
It was a beautiful e-card, and I believe it said, happy birthday. I hope a spider crawls up your ass.
Sounds about right.
He was very, very excited.
For a 10-year-old?
To get it, and to a point that he actually sent it to me when he got it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I said, Mike, happy birthday. You're 65, and I've been there for almost half of it. How depressing is that? That's true. So, you know, I think next year is when I'll make exactly half. It'll be 33 and 66.
Good.
32 and 60, nearly half, nearly half. So
maybe you could get him a present for the occasion.
I'm definitely going to, you know what? I know people were a little merciless over the weekend about that.
I'm just
I think half would be considered a milestone. So that's the milestone you're waiting for.
That would be my milestone, not
that's
his.
That's true. Buy yourself a present on Mike's birthday.
I think everybody should buy themselves a present on Mike's birthday. I'm going to surprise Mike and get him something. I just have to make sure it's right. Zoo brought up the fact that we are in the middle of birthday season.
Birthday season.
So we just had Mike's.
Mike's birthday. I had our baby niece's first birthday yesterday. My oldest is 5 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is 70-something on Sunday. And then, of course, we have the most important birthday of all.
Yes.
The birth of our nation, July 4th.
Eric is a true patriot, and all these years during birthday season, I think it's a little heady on our part to not observe the birth of our nation.
And no, you do.
I do inside. Every 4th of July, I walk to my front porch, and I look at the fireworks that I can see over at the Ida Lee Park,
mm-hmm.
and then at 9:22 when they're done, I come back in, and I used to drink. I don't do it anymore.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. There's other people that drink.
You release the 4th of July mix every year.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. But that, I don't know. Is that because I love America?
I'm going with yeah.
I think that's my present to Mike.
There you
go. Right there, the 4th of July mega mix. But 4th of July, I'll probably watch the, do you do 4th of July?
Oh, yeah.
A big deal?
Yeah,
like,
we go get
do?
Fireworks and
illegal
we sit at the pool all day. Legal. No. In a state other than Virginia.
Yeah.
And we sit by the pool all day and grill food, invite everybody over. And
you've never invited me over.
Well, you're busy.
Well, does this go back to the wedding? Josh, just so you know,
yes.
I was invited to Eric's wedding.
Yeah, and he was the only one not to show.
That can't have been the only one not to show.
Mike didn't come and neither did Oscar. But Todd came.
Well, lucky you. But what is, why if all those people didn't come, why is it an issue that I didn't come?
No, it's not. It was hot.
It was, and that was my excuse.
Yeah.
It's, you know what, and that's feeble. That's a feeble excuse.
Plus, you got to see the video. It's like you were there anyway.
It was, and it was in air conditioning.
I think it's really the fact that you would have had to leave your house. If
that's
you could
a lot
have
of it.
Signed on the StreamYard, logged you in, you would have been there.
I told Zoo he could get married here.
He would have been the closest guest.
You were. It was really close, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at Bluemont.
Yeah, seriously, almost walking distance. And I didn't go.
Should have just let the dogs out.
You can come to the next one.
You know what? That would have been where Sebastian ended up, at your wedding.
Right.
He wasn't born yet. How long have you been married?
8 years in July.
So what he did, Josh, is he came over to my house and brought his wedding video. And I believe you also brought various liqueurs and healing fluids. And
I think we had rum and beer.
Yeah, we drank a lot. We had burgers. We listened, believe it or not, to an entire hip-hop LP.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it Diddy?
No.
What was it?
You know who it was.
I don't.
Ye?
Oh, Kanye West.
That's when people were allowed to listen to him.
Yeah, I still have the LP. It was a lovely gift.
Oh, I thought you were going to sell it by now.
No, I didn't. Carrie would have me sell it.
Uh-huh.
We had a couple things listed on eBay. This is just an aside. And I told her that I listed some things, and she replied in all caps, "It's time for a purge!" Exclamation point.
I agree with that.
And I said, okay, I didn't even reply to it.
Have you looked around?
I have. Everything is perfectly in its place. It's funny. Carrie was, I told her this morning, I said that you're coming over. And I know I told you this already. And she came down and looked around and she looked at my set and she said, you know, you really should get a Swiffer and dust this. And I said, this is the exact conversation. I said, yes, but I'm kind of busy right now. And she said, well, I didn't mean now. And I said, I'm not looking for a fight. And then she walked away. It is dusty, but it doesn't show. When you look at it, you don't see dust. Right?
No. I've been told to dust my shelves many times as well.
Yeah.
But I have like 100 or so bobbleheads, and I can't imagine the work of trying to go through and dust each of them.
Yeah. It's time for a purge. No fun. Time for a purge. How do you organize them? Alphabetically?
I rotate them through.
And oh, so there's no set order?
I rotate the ones that are behind me normally with more guys I'm excited with how they're playing currently. And then
who
other
are you
guys,
most excited with right now?
Right now, Gunnar Henderson is having a great year for the Orioles.
Okay, so he's right up there. He's your favorite Gunner?
Yep, favorite Gunner. I can't name another Gunner.
I can only name one other Gunner, which is Gunnar Jurgensen, Sonny Jurgensen's son. That's it. I can't come up with another Gunner.
We're out.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a bobblehead.
Oh, not yet.
And you know, while we're talking about Carrie, she doesn't talk to me much, but what she says tends to matter. I'm sure you can tell, folks, I shaved my head yesterday.
Looks good.
Yeah, because when you tuned in, you thought you were watching Empire Strikes Back, and it was the Death Star. But I also, as I always do, I trimmed my eyebrows. Because when you get older, they get out of hand.
Wait a second.
Right.
And she said,
I'm not seeing any eyebrows.
She said out of the blue, she said, did you shave your eyebrows? I said, I trimmed them, as I always do, lest they get out of control. She says, it looks like you don't have any eyebrows. So you guys can confirm that I overdid it.
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Putting the glasses back on then. That buys something, doesn't it? But yeah. Now I know Eric is going to look at me all day thinking there's no eyebrows.
No, that
me.
Was not a trim.
No, he's no,
that was a shave.
It's time for one of those makeup brushes.
Oh yeah,
a little pencil.
Yeah, we'll dry them on.
Well, I'm so incredibly masculine. I'll have eyebrows and a beard by tomorrow, or one drawn in. Right. Oh, true. Ricky Nelson's son is Gunner from the group Nelson.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now that we've got that established and we've chased the dogs, you brought a gift, you said.
I did.
This is exciting. I love, maybe if more people brought gifts, I'd have more people coming over.
Well, I never come empty-handed.
No, you don't.
I did bring you a drink.
A drink? But... Oh my gosh, look at this. Real sugar Dr. Pepper. Oh, in the glass bottle. Oh, and it's cold. You brought it chilled.
Of course.
This is, it's so pretty. It's almost too pretty to drink. Almost. Too...
Oh, and there's two more.
Oh my God, you are too cool.
So
let's do this.
Do we need to do a taste test?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. And you know what? You would think, as a former alcoholic.
Well, these are bottled in America, so they are twist off.
They are? Well, I don't honor that. I have a bottle opener at my desk. It's Schlitz. So, you know.
Sorry, Josh, I should have overnighted you one to church camp.
Oh, it's all good. I have been on here to declare I do not like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no.
Even with pickles, I did not like Dr. Pepper.
Really?
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
And cheers to you, America.
Hmm.
That is so good.
Is it noticeably different?
It's less sharp.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's less sharp, but it's
I think the other one's better.
Hard to say. I might have another one later.
So now you have a full case you get to keep forever unopened.
I will. You know what? Look at this.
It's right going on here. The shelf.
It's going on the shelf. Come and have a dusty Dr. Pepper on me.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you, Eric. Very, very kind. Now, people are probably tuning in. People are probably tuning out. But people are tuning in and they're saying, who is this guy? Because you're mentioned a lot on the show.
Sure.
You've been a regular and a beloved figure in America for a long time.
Beloved.
But I really sat down today and I thought, I don't know how it all began. And I thought you might have come to the show when we were on terrestrial radio at WJFK. Is that true?
No, it's not.
No, it's not true. Okay, so I got that wrong.
Girl did, though.
Girl did, yes. Yeah.
So I came in within the first year of the podcast. I think it was like the September after you guys
so
started.
You were in Mike's living room, or we were in Mike's living room. How did that go down? Because it's not like we were, I don't think we were like licensed to give credits to interns yet.
No, I didn't need it.
You didn't? So you were going to school.
Going to Mason, and I was sitting in economics class, as I was at the time.
Yes.
And
were you a senior?
No, I think I was a junior.
A junior.
And I was Googling people from my childhood, and Don and Mike came up, and
wait,
I saw
you're in class Googling people.
Yeah, I think it was the second time I took economics, so
so this would replace the grade that preceded.
Correct.
But so you were,
by then I had the gist of it.
You were an excellent student.
No,
though.
Please.
Oh, if you're, if you're doing it for a second time, that means you must have been doing a lot of Googling on the first
run. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, I remember friends of ours who had been in economics classes. You tutored them.
Accounting.
Yes. Well, whatever. I mean, don't look at me.
Very different.
It is a different?
Very different.
Okay. So you're Googling people and Don and Mike comes up.
Yep. And then I found.
Is that the first time you realize the show is over? I keep turning on the radio and it's not there.
That's when I realized you had a podcast.
Oh, okay. So our viral marketing didn't reach to you?
No.
Oh,
you mean the subway ads?
Yeah. We had
the Metro?
We had one ad on the Metro, Josh. It cost a lot of money.
I remember. I do remember that.
I have a picture of it.
Of course you do.
I thought the mistake was we put it right over priority seating because the senior citizens needed to face it as opposed to not see it.
Yeah.
Well, looking back, I think maybe the problem was there was no cell service on the subway.
That could be part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also, people were probably bitter that we had replaced one of those lovely maps. And that's how they all ended up on the purple line.
Those easy-to-read maps.
They're beautiful. Remember, you can switch at Metro Center.
Mm.
So you were Googling at class. I've spoken in classrooms at Mason before. They all smell the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's an old, musty campus.
Yeah. Were you before they had the statue of George Mason, the big
no,
statue?
No, he was there.
Okay. That's a relatively recent thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Last decade or two.
So it's 2008. Nine. And you're a nine, and you're a young buck on campus. Yep. Big man, BMOC, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. Girls chasing after you, guys wanting to be your friend.
Of course.
And you're off to economics class to get that A, to add the 4 into your GPA to boost it up.
Yep.
And you're Googling on, I'm guessing what, a TRS-80 computer?
It was an iPhone.
It was an iPhone?
Yeah.
Do you remember the number?
3G.
Ah, so at the time, probably pretty,
yeah,
pretty much at the top of the. You've always been an iPhone guy. You're
always,
not a, yeah, you're not a. What is it? The green bubble that drives people crazy on the text.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay, so you Google and you find the Don and Mike show gone.
Right. But well, then, I knew they were gone, and I knew Mike was off the radio
mm-hmm.
because I had listened.
Because of that petition you did.
Yeah. No, I found the Facebook page for the podcast.
All right.
And the person at the time, I don't know what his title was, had posted that they were looking for interns, so I responded.
Oh, I think you know who it was.
And I must have been the only person that responded.
No, I think Rob Ford also responded.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I interviewed him, but I didn't.
I think that was later.
I didn't interview you.
No.
Who did?
Just Mark. Mark Ronick.
Mark Ronick, I see. He's no longer with our program.
Oh.
Yeah. How did that interview go? When you sat down to speak with, I imagine the interview was done in Mike's living room.
Yeah, I think it was. Can you get to Manassas?
That was the interview.
can you find street parking?
Can you pack t-shirts?
So when you were interviewing with Mark in the living room, you probably, and I remember this when I interviewed for my internship, you have a preconceived notion of what it's going to look like when you get to the facility.
Yeah.
And you got to. And I was dazzled at WJFK, except that a lot of it smelled like urine, but it was nice looking. And they had very, it's a weird thing to remember. They had very disorienting wallpaper in the men's room.
Okay.
It was like diagonal slots. And I just said, it's an awful lot. It's an awful lot. But what was your first thought when you went into Mike's? Because you pull up and you're literally in a historic neighborhood.
Yeah.
Civil War. Era house.
The architecture is impressive.
It is. And I mean, the house is lovely, but it doesn't suggest modern technology.
No, the kitchen was great. Everything else.
Is that where you did the interview in the kitchen?
No, I think it was in the dining room, actually.
Oh, so we didn't let you in the studio.
No, they probably didn't want to scare me at first.
The studio was the sunroom, right?
Well, I think when it was built, when they built it, it was called a parlor.
Okay.
Because it was from the 1800s. There was, you'd come in, and the house was actually built in hunks.
Oh.
And by hunks. But you'd come in, and there was a wood floor and a staircase immediately to your left, a fireplace, a practical fireplace straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And to the right was the studio. Then the studio should have been connected to the dining room.
Yep.
But we closed it.
You closed that door.
And then in the back, there was the kitchen. Now, the kitchen was always an add-on, because back when the house was built, and this is true, they wouldn't build kitchens connecting to the main house because fires were frequent, and they didn't want to burn down the house.
Is that what the garage was?
No, the garage was a much later add-on,
okay.
I think. And then also two sets of stairs, which I always thought was neat,
yeah,
because they had servant stairs connecting to the kitchen. But let's stop talking about Mike's house. It's like Zillow.
More about me.
Yeah, more about you. So you came on and you jumped feet first into a beautiful functioning podcast.
Yeah, an amazing empire.
And how excited were you?
Very.
Okay.
And yeah, a lot of t-shirt orders at first, dealing with all of that.
Right,
and
Josh? T-shirts.
Yeah, back then?
Yeah, even then.
Yeah. And I only came in a few times a week because I was still going to school, and I think I had a paying job too at the time.
I know you did. You worked for a dentist.
Yeah.
You know, he saved my teeth. Well, you've got beautiful teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you. He saved my teeth because I didn't floss, and you got me placards.
Terrible.
And I have not missed a day since.
I believe you.
Thank you. I do have soft teeth, as Mike loves to point out.
I have soft teeth, too.
You do?
Two soft teeth, too.
I'm not even going to do it today. You're so kind to come out here. We sort of have a standing joke where were someone in the guest chair have a lisp or any sort of vocal deformity.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying if it happens, where I would make fun of it. But I don't do that.
No, not anymore. You know, you've learned your lesson.
I have learned my lesson, and I don't want to be canceled.
No.
Canceled by all the people out there.
Fuck you, Rob.
And there it is. And I think there were people that were waiting for it. So you stayed with us for a while, and you did intern, and girl interned with us at the house too, right?
Yep, yep. Okay. For a while there. And then, you know, I started just phasing out. I think I just got busy
bored.
No.
You were always involved.
Yeah. I was around for the important stuff,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I think so too.
The golf events, the live shows.
Today. Very important.
So that's like 13 years.
Yeah.
Long time.
Long time.
So you're grown up now.
I'm all grown up.
Yeah. He was a kid. He was a kid when we first had him. You have 16 children?
Three daughters.
And all in a row. Ages and names, please.
Harper will be 5 on Thursday.
I want people to note that he closed his eyes to think. It should have come much faster.
You know, I started this habit recently where I'm calling them 1, 2, and 3.
You know, that's what I did with my kids for a long time. I got t-shirts for my kids and Jabril that said thing 1, thing 2, and thing 3.
And because we also have a niece we're always with that was born in between number 2 and 3. So it's just hard to...
2 and a half?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So
Harper will be 5 on Thursday. Reagan will be 2 in August. And Avery was born on your birthday. Ren is the one we just had the birthday for.
Why Ren? That's not even close to Avery.
No, I know, but she's just on my mind. Okay. They're all on my mind all the
time. Those are perfect modern era names.
Harper, yeah. Harper is super trendy. Reagan, I think, were kind of lower on the list.
Well, is that because of your political affiliations?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No. Because I was going to, if we had a
strong name, though,
if
strong
Robert,
political figure,
if Robert had been a girl, we were going to name him Bush.
Oh.
Carrie was against it.
I wonder why.
So we went with Robert.
Yeah. Reagan and Avery. Yeah.
Avery's my favorite.
Thank you.
Because she was born on my birthday and I shall always remember. I was out.
Yeah.
For,
March 8th.
Yeah. You texted me that night. It was extraordinarily sweet of you.
Yeah, of course.
Very, very cool. Loved it. So father of three, and I got the impression when we were scheduling today, you could not wait to get out of the house.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to get a break every once in a while.
How much do you really work with the kids? And I don't mean that like in a Jerry Lewis way. I mean like, you know, maintaining them.
A lot. Especially this, you know, the first quarter after Avery was born. Because, you know, your wife is still recovering after giving birth. So
they always say that.
And I'm very fortunate to have a lot of flexibility with when and where I work.
Do they sleep good? Are they good sleepers?
They are becoming good sleepers now. We went through a really rough patch last year.
Julia was the best sleeper.
That's great.
Robert, not at all. Robert also, is it funny? Is one of them have more of a temper than the other?
First.
Really?
The first is the superstar. All attention on me all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she was the only kid in the family for like 3 years.
Not counting you.
Right.
So she has a temper.
Yeah.
But is that, I bet that... Did she start? She'll start kindergarten this year then.
That's the right age also, though.
Yeah.
5's the right age for a temper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Not so much 55?
No. Well, kindergarten will help because she'll learn to interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had her in preschool the past couple of years, too, which I think has really helped her.
Robert went. Yeah, my kids went to preschool. I didn't think it was very helpful.
Yeah. Not for learning, but for being around other kids and
hope
and
preschool. Yeah, that is. Well, yeah, but you know what? If they're only there for 3 hours and it's a 20-minute drive to go and get them and bring them back, it's almost a wash.
We have one down the street. We went to the one down the street.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Took Julia to Hope Preschool, which we called Bob Hope Preschool.
Right.
Not named after Bob Hope. All I remember was the very awkward and overlong Halloween costume parade.
Oh, yeah, we had that.
I was forced to go to.
Wow, so nothing's changed, huh?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
And then Robert went to Peter Piper Preschool.
Right.
And we called that Peter Parker Preschool because he liked Spider-Man.
Did they provide lunch?
I don't think they did.
Pickles, peppers?
No, they packed a peck of them, but they did not serve them. My favorite thing about that is Robert got him. They were both mornings.
Yeah.
And Robert got in the car. That's when we were in afternoon, so I could, you know, get him back and forth. And he got in the car, and he looked frustrated.
Yeah.
Mad. I said, what's the matter, buddy? He says, we're doing rhyming. I said, yeah? He said, yeah. And Katie K, because there was two Katies in his class. I think it was Katie K and, like, Katie L.
Yep.
He said, Katie K is so good at rhyming. It's just frustrating. And I said, how about you? He says, I'm not as good. And he's like 4, maybe. And, you know, he's buckled in the back seat and I'm driving and I just can't resist. I say, for example, what rhymes with cat? And I think he said, like, dog. It wasn't even close.
Rob, he is your son.
I know. Well, I was good at rhyming, not like KDK. But to this day, that has been a that has been something that someone will sometimes just text out of the blue.
That's funny.
KDK is good at rhyming. It's tough. He's it's better tough. Now.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's doing well at his he's doing social media stuff. Yeah, I saw some of the things he did this week. Really funny.
You didn't want to take him as an intern?
I offered. I offered. We couldn't give credits. And also, he's making more than I am as the intern. But
has he came up with an idea yet for them? You know, go tell him playing cards. Wizard playing cards.
I think the playing card idea has played itself out. By the way, no longer available. If you have
sold
them,
out.
Collector's item. Good for you. One thing that was funny is he was, you know, doing the social media stuff, and he comes and he says to me, he says, I'm working with a couple other guys. I said, how are they? He said, real good. But I'm the best at audio. He said, the video, we're all about the same on video, but by far I'm the best at audio. I said, well, you've been listening to me do it over and over and over again for your whole life. He said, I don't know, Dad. I might just be good at it. So that's where we are. Anyway, so that's what's going on. And so I've known you a long time.
Yep.
And also, congratulations on being one of my remaining friends.
It's an honor.
It is. Well,
they have to come to your home in order to be your friend. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm great. Well, no one likes to talk on the phone anymore.
Or we have to meet you at paid appearances. Like at Jimmy's.
Hey, you know what would be great? What would be really fun? If there was such a thing as paid appearances anymore. They did used to exist. I promise.
You got to eat something for free.
That's true. Steak sandwich.
It's the best.
It was a comp. It was a trade.
Uh-huh, trade.
We're going to come back, and I know we normally do the news, the home page, but I want to talk to Eric about his job, because it's fascinating.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
But first, summertime, hot time, sweaty time, humid time, flooded car time, not Dr. Pepper time, but thirsty time, and rehydration time. Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration, and Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. And they come in a stick. It's like a thin envelope that pours right into your water bottle. You gotta love it. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret, I'm gonna let you in on this, LIV Hydroscience. Yes? The science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero sugar, I guess I could have said sugar-free. There ain't no sugar in it, I know that. A hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. I love it. The white peach, the white peach, and the lemon lime, all great. So tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And it is wicked hot, so it's time to do it. What was your, you started as like a crooked accountant, right?
That's right.
Your first job?
Yep, by trade, I'm an accountant with the School for Accounting.
Not crooked, though?
Not crooked.
I always thought that on your business card, it said disgraced financier.
No, not yet.
Okay.
There's so still time for that.
You're still time. So you started as an accountant.
Yep.
So account for yourself.
I did audits, financial statement audits for 6 years.
Were you trying to catch people or were you trying to help people?
We were providing a service that they needed for their own
safety.
No, I had a bunch of interesting clients.
It's always better if you find the mistakes for them before the government finds the mistakes.
Yes.
Okay. So you were the preliminary guy.
Yeah.
You would find the errors before the government did.
Likely, but that's, yeah. Yes.
Did you help them hide money?
No.
See, I've seen The Producers a dozen times and I know how it works.
No.
You're not Leo Bloom?
No.
Did anyone tell you to say, you know, move a few commas around and make this work?
No. No.
You didn't meet any shady people?
No. I mean, some people like to not to disclose things like in the notes of the financial statements.
What would be the best thing that you ever saw that was not disclosed? And you don't have to name the person, just the disclosure.
Probably this one company took on a contract that they couldn't fulfill, and they didn't, and the contract was so large and they were in so deep with the money that they it became a going concern for them.
I see.
To be able to continue as an entity.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see.
Yeah.
So they were just embarrassed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a matter of jail time.
These financial statements go to everybody that requests them. If the government or the bank asks for them.
Could I?
Yeah.
But they probably wouldn't honor that.
Yeah, no.
I'm afraid not. So you were an accountant and you never cheated, which
nope.
is great.
Nope. Thank you. Thank you.
And then what happened?
And then my wife's grandfather wanted to retire from his job. And he was a lifelong
circus performer?
No, lifelong locksmith. And he had a locksmith company that had government contracts. And he turned it over to me.
I love that this happened because this is a job that very, very necessary in modern times. But as you know, I am an old soul.
Yep.
And so you're talking about not just a guy that, like, you know, gets bikes unlocked. This is a guy that deals with the vaults of big companies.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
Could have happened in the 1800s. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
We only do
How
high
old
security
is he?
Stuff. He's 81.
Oh, so I met him at Jimmy's, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very nice fellow, but he wasn't picking locks. And although I shouldn't say picking locks because, but he's honest.
Yeah.
He doesn't cheat.
People would pay him to pick locks.
That's right.
He wouldn't do the picking on his own.
That was always Glenn Campbell's motto. Never do the picking on your own.
Right.
So, no, he is a modern day, I would call him almost a security expert. Would you?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. 100%.
So you, by having you here today, and you've mentioned to me in confidence, and you don't have to mention that, some of the clients that have the big walk-in vaults that you actually handle.
Yep.
And mistakes are made.
All the time.
Like, what's the most common vault mistake?
Forgetting your combination.
You were almost going to say it in Italian. Combinatio forgetto.
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake.
These are all digital vaults now, right? Or are you dealing with the, you still have to listen to
the tumblers?
To the click? The tumblers, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or you have to drill them. You got to drill them open.
That's got to
drill,
be.
Drill, baby, drill.
That's got to be. That's why he named his daughter Reagan. It's got to be, you got to feel like a failure when you got to drill, right?
Yeah, it's a big problem in some of these places.
Now, some of the vaults you're dealing with, what's a typical, if you're dealing with a classic old turn the dial tumbler, this is a caper movie vault, and you're still handling their maintenance and upkeep and protection. How old are they, the vaults themselves?
100 years plus.
It's amazing to me. Because the technology, I guess, outside of the digital, the technology really hasn't changed, right?
And one thing about the government is that they don't want any locks connected to the internet. So
at
there's
all.
No digital Wi-Fi connected locks that can be.
Yeah.
They don't want any of that. You know what?
So stop trying, Josh.
Now, don't
get in.
Right. Go ahead. They build a lot of these buildings around the vault? Like put the vault in first and then build around it?
Yes, of course. You have to, yeah. Because you can't get rid of the vault once it's in there.
Right.
You can't really decommission it.
You could fill it with something else.
Right.
Yeah. You know, what they do is they
take the door off and build shelves, and you could, it'd be a great pantry.
They dig a hole under the door, they disconnect the door, and they drop the door in the hole and then fill up the hole.
No one gets the door?
No one gets the door.
That's sad in a way, isn't it?
It is. Because, yeah, they're beautiful doors.
They are. Well, I love, you know what I love is the ones that have like that brushed circle pattern. That's beautiful.
Like at, what's that place in Leesburg? Lion's place with the bank?
Yeah, it Lion's used Head? To be the bank. No, it's not Lion's Head. It's that place in Leesburg. You're going to look
at the nice one.
Yeah, it's Gordon Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, that's it.
Owned by a Canadian singer, Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, good to know.
Sundown, you better take care. And the wreck of the... Try the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald omelet.
And a beautiful vault door.
It is. It's a beautiful door. So when they screw up... Now, I'm curious again. Let's go away from digital.
Yep.
And stick to the big turning guys, right? Dials, I guess you'd call them.
Yep.
When they forget the combination, do they change the combination on those?
They have to be changed regularly. Yeah, there's a schedule.
Okay,
how randomized.
Often?
More than once a year.
Okay. I will show you my safe before you go.
I can't get so specific, Rob.
There's no need to get so specific. I just want to, because I didn't know you could change it. You see, I have a safe that's hidden down here.
Yeah.
It's very secret. There's nothing of value in it at all. But I do have a safe.
Yeah, it's all out of the safe.
I mean, if you're going to have your valuables, let's look at them. I wear all my jewelry, all my beautiful baubles. But it was from my grandfather's furniture store.
Yeah.
And I forgot the combination.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to think real hard, and I eventually remembered it, and now I've written it down.
Smart.
So I did not put the combination in the safe.
Right.
But now I know what it is. Is it common? And I don't want to divulge the combination to my safe. But
okay.
Is it common to have the first and third number be the same?
No.
Ah, then I've got a collector's item.
Or it was set that way so that someone wouldn't forget.
Well, we did forget.
But I bet it's very common for people to write down the combination and just leave it out there. Like the people that put their computer password on a sticky note on their monitor.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. That's exactly right.
I wrote all my combinations into a file to be safe. And I was telling my uncle this, who works in computer security.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's smart. What did you name the file? I said, passwords. He says, don't do that. But that passwords file has the combination to my safe.
Oh, good.
So these big government ones, are they like, I've been binge watching 90210.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen it since it was on. And it's great. Steve Sanders is a great character, overlooked at the time. But they've got the lockers.
Right.
And then, you know, you got to turn it, I guess what, like five times to reset it. And then bip, bip, bip. The government ones, are they always three numbers? Or they have more tumblers than
They usually have more.
Mm-hmm. How many?
More than three.
And less than?
100.
Okay. Thanks for being specific. So what's the last? You get called out to these things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If we don't have someone there full time, then we get called out.
You have full time people that just sit and look at the safe?
They maintain them. Yeah. These big boys.
Well, I mean, they change that often.
Yeah. They got to change them. And but it's not just the vaults, too. It's all the locks in the building. If someone needs a key or someone gets locked out.
Safety deposit boxes?
No, we don't do banks.
Aha!
Government work.
So well, government work.
It could,
top secret clearance.
You didn't say it was all government. You just said you did some government.
Yeah, most government.
No, but the government doesn't have secret deposit and safe
they
deposit.
They might.
Boxes?
I don't know. I haven't encountered any.
Like, where would say? Oh, I don't know. Joe Biden keep his rings?
Probably in his jewelry box.
Yeah, and you know he's got Secret Service that watch out for him. So, when you go, do you ever turn the dials?
Yeah, I fixed the last big one. Went on a Saturday emergency call. It was great. I brought the old man with me.
Did you impress him?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I let him futz around with it for like an hour or two. And then I was like, all right, let the young blood come in. And I fixed it in like 5 minutes.
How did you fix it? Did you know the combination? Or?
No, we had to take the lock apart.
Ah.
Because the combination that they changed it to wasn't sticking.
So
we had to take the lock apart.
A robber could take a lock apart.
You got to get on the backside of the lock. And that's the tough part.
Now, this is
so you got to
have the door open. Yeah.
Okay. How did you unlock it if it was stuck? Or was it left open?
So when they were changing the combination, you have to have the door open.
Ah.
And the combination wasn't sticking.
You know what this is? This is an actual, this is a troubleshooting thing.
Yeah.
I bet they didn't always do that.
No, well, I don't know. Before my time.
Now, it's a great trope. This may seem silly, but how often do people get locked into vaults?
I had the same question. Wait my turn for the same question.
No, because I mean, anyone who's watched I Love Lucy or The Lucy Show or Here's Lucy, Lucy is forever getting locked in vaults.
Right? Yeah.
So how do you get out?
Well,
no cell service.
Luckily, people don't really, because usually it's a multi-human operation to get in one that the size that you could get trapped in.
Okay.
But on all the big ones, at least the ones that I've been in, they all have escape hatches that can only be opened from the inside. Well, they can be opened from the outside, but they can be opened from the inside without a combination, and you got to crawl through them.
Where do they release the people to? Is
some
it like
catwalk or something?
Oh, I was really hoping it would be like a manhole cover in the middle of Paris.
No.
I've seen this in movies as well.
Yeah.
So, no,
but it's somewhere terrible and disgusting, and they're so tiny you have to crawl through them. But if it's life or death,
you could do it.
I could do it.
Not so much me.
It would be a challenge.
You mentioned that the problem is that Americans have gotten fatter.
I think that might be the problem. Maybe just bigger bones. I don't know.
So the government should hire no fat pundits to go into the vault.
Yeah. They have a lot of control to make sure nobody's in there, though, before they lock them up.
I bet if you waited in there long enough, you could fit.
Mm-hmm.
Do they leave water or supplies or anything?
No.
I think.
Well, is there even oxygen once it seals up?
Yeah.
How much
there's
air
usually
gets in there?
Ventilation, yeah.
Okay, here's what you
Because you
got to
keep
do.
A certain amount of pressure on both sides of the door.
Let's
so
pretend your company is just called like Zoolander Banking or Zoolander Vaults.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Sure.
Your trademark should be this. You can have this idea for free.
Thank you.
In every vault you service, leave a chair, a plant that provides the oxygen.
Right.
A bottle of water.
Strong.
And a can of something. And a can opener.
Dr. Pepper?
And no. Something more like a can of corn.
Hmm.
Something with nutrition.
Like a survival kit.
Yeah. Or you know what you see? There's always stuff that you see at grocery stores that you say, why would you buy that? Well, you need it for the vault. Something like canned bread,
mm-hmm.
like Boston brown bread that looks horrible.
That's a good idea. You know, maybe I could sell that to the government. You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't at all.
There'd be a huge markup on that too with the government bill.
Exactly. Every piece of brown bread, $6,000.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. But I'm so glad that our money is safe
in
all of our banks.
Yes.
No, government.
Yes.
But there has to be money in the government vaults too.
Yes, of
course. Yeah, of course.
Does anyone ever hire you? I'm sure the government knows, but do people hire you ever that don't know what's inside the vault?
Rarely, because we deal more with
Like that reality show where they open up the lockers?
No. Oh, yeah. Well,
Storage wars.
Yeah, no.
So you don't do a lot of like...
That's more of like a commercial locksmith that will do like your car or like they'll do a gun safe or they'll do...
Okay.
Like it's usually a lower security thing.
But what if it's a really good one?
Then
you might have to call Eric.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got my drill and I'm in the old man. So I'm thinking... It's just, do you do private stuff at all?
Yeah, we do.
Because we're in a moneyed area.
Yeah, we also.
Senators.
We do municipalities. We don't do any residential.
Not even for a senator?
No. We could, but they got their own people.
And also, they probably don't want their secrets. It goes back to the accounting.
That's right.
They get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I didn't divulge what I did.
No, we do schools and governments and fire stations. And
do they put all the confiscated toys from kids in the school vaults? I imagine it like the drawer in A Christmas Story. It's
no.
got like a yo-yo and the snapping
teeth. The school vaults are for the parent donations, the PTA donations, because a lot of parents mess with those.
Well, I tell you what, don't look at me. It ain't coming from me. Well, so we're safe.
We're safe.
And when we finish the show, I'll show you my vault.
I can't wait to see it.
The middle number is half of the first number. Write it down, folks.
He's got enough information to get into it now.
And remember the code ZVBXRPL. We'll be right back. Nutrafol. Talked about it earlier. Hair loss is crazy. You have a beautiful head of hair.
Thank you.
Bless your
Thank
heart.
You.
It's all real.
Yes.
Yeah. For most of us, summer means spending as much time outside as we can, like you're chasing your dog. We put sunscreen on to protect our skin. This is true. But what about our hair? You have to make sure your hair is as ready as you are, and you can do it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician-formulated using 100% drug-free organic ingredients, and they're their patented technology, lost my place, sorry. Their patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your sex life, Eric.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, you've got three kids already, so.
Yep.
You know what it's all about.
Oh, I do.
Yes, he does. It's so easy. Purchase online, no prescriptions or doctor's visits are required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure that you'll never miss a day. You see your results in 3 to 6 months. I have seen it work on people close to me, and it's extraordinary. Imagine 6 months from now, Christmas, I could have a beautiful head of hair.
I can't wait to see it.
And it's the real deal. Remember, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step towards achieving your hair growth goals. And for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TMOS. And now this thing, because we're going to look at the news.
Good.
You listen every day. Do you like the new news sounder?
I love it.
Do you know what it's from?
Nope.
It's from the old CBS News. Okay. It's on between Taylor Swift and Dave Grohl. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Weird booking that they would both be in the same city on the same night.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they have the same audience.
No, I don't either, but still.
You would think they would play in similar venues, similar size.
Yeah, well, there's two stadiums in London, and so that's how they're able to do that. But I think there, I bet there's more overlap than you think. People that just like to go see the show would love to see the Eras Tour, and as the Foo Fighters called theirs, the Errors Tour. And so they're both playing in London. I think Taylor was at
O2.
Yeah, and then he was at London Stadium. Now, the big stars went and saw Taylor. Here are people that were spotted at the Taylor concert. You got your Stevie Nicks, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen. That's pretty good so far.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, a good amount of people. Also, we had people showing up. Prince William. Did you see the picture of Prince William?
Oh, I didn't,
kids?
No.
It was really cool. Hugh Grant, Tom Cruise, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, and of course, Travis Kelce, who performed in the show.
Hmm.
I'm not so glad. I wasn't so happy to see that.
Why did they go to London to see her? Why wouldn't they see her in America?
She's not touring America right now.
Well, she was.
But don't they all live in London?
I think a lot of them do.
Oh, that you listed?
Yeah, I think they do.
I mean, the Prince and Paul, but the others.
Not Mila Kunis?
Who?
I don't know. She's Mrs. Kutcher.
Oh, Mila Kunis, yeah.
Very lovely.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're both there, and Dave Grohl, it's so weird to think that in one town that both shows would be going at the same time.
Right.
And Dave Grohl gets up and he says, this deserves too much. Every one of my fellow performers, thank you to being so generous for us. We never forget it. And then he says this. He says, I've got to find this exact quote. I want to tell you, man, we don't want to suffer the wrath of Taylor Swift. So we like to call our tour the Errors Tour. And then he says, and we'll be playing live rock and roll music tonight. What?
Yeah.
So he was implying that she does not play live music. I think she does.
I think she plays her guitar for a few songs.
But I mean, her singing is live.
I think her singing is live, yeah.
And also I would say that when you talk about a different show, Foo Fighters
totally
is a band, and hers is like a Las Vegas show.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have the guest list for the Foo Fighters?
No, I was going to ask that too.
Mike O'Mara, Carla O'Mara, and little Mike O'Mara were there. No, I don't.
All right, so maybe he's a little bitter about the guest list.
I would think so. I mean, that's because, you know, he has, unlike Taylor, he has collaborated with Paul. And oh. I would think Paul should come out to the show.
Yeah, so he's probably
a little
better.
I would also think that, unlike Taylor, he's probably performed in London 100 times.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But I think we've also established, even though he's my favorite, Paul is a dick.
Yeah, well.
He does. He goes where it's sunny. He likes to be, you know, Paul and does what he does, and he tours. He has all the money, by
the way. Of course, yeah.
All right. Oh,
in his vault.
I do have a new swoosh. Would you, if you got a call from Paul McCartney, you'd do his vault, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. And I could help?
Absolutely.
You call me up and we fly to London?
Yeah.
Yeah, call me the old man. When you think of celebrities with a lot of kids, who do you think of? Pretty easy.
Octomom?
No, Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of kids with lots of people.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What an idol.
Right. I believe he offered Taylor Swift to be his next mom.
No, he didn't.
I thought he was Taylor's dad. I didn't know how it worked out. But step aside, Nick Cannon. Elon Musk quietly welcomed his third child with Neuralink executive Siobhan Zillis earlier this year, which brings the total of his kids to, any guesses?
I know, so I won't
guess.
Okay,
Josh?
13.
A dozen. You were very close, but you went over, so you
win. He's very outspoken about people not having enough kids.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Rob. He said a collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. But I'm worried that he's had so many multiple births. I think he might be a Martian.
No.
Well, or from something. There's some. He's had triplets. He's had a couple sets of twins. It's
I didn't know that.
Common.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he's had 12. Here are some of the names. Kai, Saxon, Damien. We also have, he said bravo to big families. Exa is one of his kids. Strider, Azure. These names make your names look normal.
Yeah, right.
So what's the new one?
The new one, they said, has no name, and they've also not revealed the sex. They said, I think it's funny
That's
that they...
very 2024 of them.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I love the fact that they say they have not released whether or not it is a boy or a girl because they're not sure of releasing it. And I just want to say, I can tell you how to tell. If you need me, call me. I'll tell you. He's just weird. And he makes me uneasy when he talks.
Yeah.
Do you like it at all?
I think he is smart. Obviously, clearly his work speaks for itself. But I think he's a very unique character.
Do you think he uses a safe?
No, I don't think he has any possessions.
None at all?
None.
He had, actually, you see, it was a trick question. He has one safe that holds 12 babies. do you have any movie? Obviously, looking around my house, you know the answer for me. But do you have any movie that you would like to collect a prop from? Like a treasured thing? Classic examples involve the ruby slippers.
Maybe like a Fast and Furious.
Like a car?
Yeah, a car or something, you know, gun.
Something useful.
Yeah, something smaller, like maybe a gear shift. Like a gear shift?
Yeah.
See, I can see that. I have a couple things that I adore. I have one of the original 45s from that thing you do that says The Wonders on it that was used in the movie.
Okay.
So that's...
I don't know the movie.
No, that's great for that movie. That's what you would want to have.
Exactly. So it's a movie by Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Do we say that? A movie by? Like
sure.
A book by? A movie directed by Tom Hanks. Here's a list of 6 props that got thrown away. Oh. Literally thrown in the trash. And some of the reasons why. This is amazing to me. The treasure map. The original treasure map from The Goonies. Have you ever seen The Goonies?
No.
All right. Josh, I'm sure you have.
Of course.
Yeah. The original treasure map is kind of what the whole movie is based on. And Sean Astin got it when the movie wrapped. And after he moved out of the house, his mom threw it away.
Mm.
Sucks.
Oops.
The original matte painting of the Emerald City in The Wizard of Oz that they used to make it look like they're thrown away.
Mm.
They just threw it away.
Terrible.
They were clearing out the back lot. All of the chocolate bars, the scrumdiddlyumptious bars from Willy Wonka, thrown away because they needed the space to build the set for Cabaret.
Mm.
One guy saved it, but I bet the chocolate's horrible by now.
Oh, I'm sure.
This is the best one. The Death Star from the original Star Wars was thrown out by Fox because they didn't want to pay to rent a storage unit.
Sad.
It is sad.
Sad.
Also, the original leg lamp from the Christmas Story.
Well, you can buy those now on Amazon.
I know, that's true. But the original one's gone. And a guy found Scarlett O'Hara's dress from Gone with the Wind from the scenes in Atlanta laying on top of a trash heap behind MGM. Recently sold it for nearly $400,000.
Wow.
Hello.
That's not right. I meant this. So you give me crap about all the stuff I have.
No.
Yes, you do. Everyone does. And I have in my hand the finals. I'm just saying that, you know, I'll never throw it away.
I don't blame you.
And when Carrie says it's time for a purge, no, not until I die.
Your mom will throw it away after you move out.
I don't think my mom will. Carrie might. All right. This is our final story. Question for both of you. And this made me laugh. Do you have a ring? We're all iPhone guys. Do you have a ringtone that you hate more than any other?
Yes.
Which one?
It's one of the Apple ones. It sounds like almost like a pinball machine.
I think I know what you're talking about. Do you have one that you hate, Josh?
I do not. I keep my phone on silent 100% of the time.
I hate the one that sounds like a nuclear bomb is coming. Mm. But I think the one you're thinking of is called By the Seaside. Mm. And it was voted the least popular Apple ringtone. Is this it?
No, that one doesn't bother me.
By the way,
I don't hear that one as often, so I don't have a problem with it.
If you go to YouTube, there is an 8-hour mix of that. You can listen to that ringtone for 8 hours.
Every night I do.
Yes, I know. So which is the one you hate?
Can you produce it
on your phone?
I don't know the name, and I don't know if that's good radio.
You can try to find it. But
this one sounds like hold music.
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, while Eric looks for his ringtone, we'll be right back.
All right. Maybe I should just redirect MichaelMaraShow.com to this YouTube video until it's back.
People would love it. Remember, MichaelMaraShow.com.
Right. We'll be back soon.
We'll be back. Please. We will attend to your call in the order in which you phoned us. How's it going? Not great? Tell you what, let's take a break. And when we come back...
This is going to bother me now.
Well, it's bothering everyone else. He's very busy. All right. No technical difficulties. We meant it to go that way. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that's burning up the internet. It's driving me crazy. And I just don't know why things go viral sometimes. Mm. And this one, I actually had to explain to Eric, and I want his take on it. If you're on the internet, you know it. Trust me. We'll be right back. Bonus show update. You know, this is what I should have said when he had that hold music, Josh. Friends, listen up. We are continuing to maximize your bonus show experience because easier access means more fun. Fun is the best thing to have. And remember, the bonus show is available on a monthly basis, but now also as an a la carte single episode basis. So that's nice. Just remember, you got to go to MichaelMaraShow.com. It's all there, baby. Plus, and this is cool, we now offer a commercial-free subscription option for ad-free experience on The Daily Show. Imagine, if you were listening to TMOS commercial-free right now, you wouldn't be hearing this ad. Does that make any sense? It's like a time machine. Grab it and purify your TMOS experience. Check it out. And we now offer classic BotMos. BotMos is best of the Mike O'Mara show if you subscribe to the feed. It don't cost nothing for any. And if you have any issues or assistance, just contact Josh or email support@MichaelMaraShow.com. How does the best of feed work? It's just another subscription, right, Josh?
Yeah, it's just another subscription in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we understand MichaelMaraShow.com is down. The bonus show means is down for many people as well. And all that will hopefully be fixed by the end of today.
Yeah, we're aiming to close it by COB. If you need any other assistance...
Mike took it with him.
He did. Well, when Mike left the house, he unplugged the internet.
Right.
You know, old people do that. Yes. They worry.
Right.
When they leave, they unplug stuff, turn off their water heater, yep. All those things. You can always, if you have any problems, go to support@MichaelMaraShow.com. For more details, you can visit the bonus show tab at MichaelMaraShow.com or call Nikki Diamond directly. He is in the know, and we thank you. All right, so this started popping up on my my socials, as the kids say, over the weekend, to a point that I had to Google what is meant by Hawk Tua. I didn't know. Josh, are you familiar with Hawk Tua?
I am familiar, and also Googled because I said, well, that can't be it.
Oh, that's
and
it.
Found that is it, and it has no purpose, and I don't understand the fascination.
I kind of understand the fascination, but I also think it makes us look less good as a country. Coming into this, you apologized, Eric. You said, I'm behind. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't know. I didn't have the time to look up what it actually was.
So let's have a look at it right now. This is some influencers put up this video, I think about a week and a half ago. And there's been so much, there's been a lot of hubbub. And let's see how it goes. Let's see. This is the first time I've ever shared a screen. Okay, here we go. Here's the Hawk Tua Girl original.
What can I say? Okay. It's hard work, I have to say.
Are we getting the audio on that, Josh?
We are. Now, if we pull this up, we can actually see the video you're sharing.
Okay, I was unable to get this into our viewer. It wouldn't download. So
okay.
Anyway, if I were to email it to you, do you think you could grab it?
I will get it ready right now.
Thank you very much. While we do this, there's another thing that we need to do. All this time that we spent making our house look great for Eric when he came over. Remember, I had to dust and everything. I was thinking, is it time for me to move? Maybe it's easier to just move than clean the house. And that's why I went and I saw a house. It's in Las Vegas. It's 1701 Waldman Avenue. And it is a 6-bed, 6-bath, nearly 8,000 square foot house. And it's in foreclosure.
And that's the most important detail.
It's selling for $999,000. And I think I should get it based on one important fact. It was Jerry Lewis's house. Now, should we be sad that Jerry's house is in foreclosure?
Probably.
I mean, he was sort of an important guy.
It's sad when anybody's house is in foreclosure, Rob.
It is. Anybody?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But, you know, thank God you wake up every day and you're blessed.
I am.
Your house is not in foreclosure.
Not yet.
Nope. And, you know, I already own a part of the house, sort of. Now, when he sold it, at the end of his life,
oh my God,
it went into auction. This is a Jerry Lewis throw pillow from Jerry Lewis's house.
I was wondering what the smell was.
Yeah. Smells nice. And actually, it has no appreciable odor. I mean,
that's a nice pillow.
Obviously part of a larger set. But I think maybe Jerry had a sofa that looked like this. Don't
maybe.
Know. But it's two-sided. This side is not embroidered. But this side is. So I have Jerry Lewis's throw pillow. I feel that it was a living room throw pillow, not a bedroom thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want.
Based on the smell?
No. Well, yeah. It smells a little like candles or something. But here's the best thing. That's all right. The pillow is okay. But also from the auction, the Jerry Lewis cheese knife.
Hey, you needed another sharp object in that studio.
Which made, this is what drew me to it, Josh, because I forgot to show this when I was showing all my sharp things the other day. You see, you cut the cheese. Now, no jokes. All right?
All right.
You're mature. You can do this. This is the blade in which you cut the cheese.
Uh-huh.
10 years old.
Go on.
What is the matter with you? And then it has prongs to pick up the cheese. Mm. Can you imagine the amount of camembert that Jerry Lewis consumed with this knife?
You think he used it?
I do.
He didn't have people?
He had people bring the cheese and the knife.
Uh-huh.
But also, I think Jerry, you know, he's loved by the French.
Mm.
So it might not have been camembert or brie. I think he might be a cheddar guy. You smell it?
It's a rose.
It is. And a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So now that I already have the cheese knife and the pillow, it only makes sense to buy the house. $999,000. I bet they would take an offer of $980 flat, don't you?
I think they'd take less than that.
Do they?
Yeah.
You want in on it?
Nah.
It's 6 bedrooms.
It is nice.
There's guest quarters. You could visit anytime. And we've been to Vegas together. We do well in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Put that up on Airbnb and it's suddenly an investment.
Exactly, for the 15 people that can travel that still remember Jerry Lewis. Do you have the lady, Josh?
I do.
All right, let's see her.
I believe.
Thank you.
Move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time.
Oh, you got to give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing. You get me?
You got to give it that hawk tour and spit on that thing. That has been everywhere. Can we see that once more? Because it embarrasses. It embarrasses Eric.
One move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time.
Oh, you got to give him that hawk tour and spit on that thing. You get me?
You get me.
She seems quite pleased with herself.
Very proud of it.
Yeah, and because of it, there was a tremendous amount of internet sleuths searching the internet this weekend to try and find out who it was. There's a couple fake ones. My favorite one is from a semi-reliable news source, name redacted. It says she instantly became known as the Hawk Tua girl, H-A-W-K-T-U-A-H. But it seems that the real name of the Hawk Tua girl is Katie Vickers of Paducah or Haley Welch of Nashville. So they've got it down to two people, so they embarrass both of them. This did happen in Nashville. Now, your wife.
Yeah, she went to a bachelorette party in Nashville.
It wasn't hers.
No. She knows better.
And so what is the nightlife in Nashville like that the women are running around and doing hawk tour?
Like that? Well,
yeah.
Like what you just saw?
There was no delay to think about what answer.
No.
Question comes.
I invite everyone to watch the full interview.
That was the full interview, right?
No. She did a lot of questions. There was something about keeping it from getting cobwebs. There was another answer about how do you get out of a bad relationship. And she said you get under another one. She's a very classy lady with a nice enabler. Can we see the video one more time? Because I want you also
one
to see her.
One move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time.
Oh, you got to give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing. You get me?
Now, there was a...
I would rather them find her mom or her dad. Right.
Well, there was another false interview that said that she was the daughter of a minister. And the minister issued a fake statement. This was not true. There was a statement that said she was an elementary school teacher and she was fired. This also not true. A lot of people are trying to link her up. Are you familiar with the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa or Volia?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's their quarterback.
They're trying to link them because his first name is Tua.
Mm.
My favorite Tua. Connection was a Japanese AI website that called the tape Eagle Tua because the translation changed hawk to eagle. But that's not, you see, you got to spit on that thing. Hmm. But I think we're all at the bottom of the story because guess what? As of this weekend, you can buy Hawk Tua merchandise. So maybe.
Is that her dad?
No, that's the guy who owns Fathead Threads. I'm not going to give the 11.
That's where you get your hats, right?
Yeah, all of my hats, and they say Hawk Tua 24, and then in smaller letters, spit on that thing.
Right.
So if you're wondering, that's who she is. Her name is Haley, and she lives in Nashville, and good friends with Eric's wife, who met her at the bachelorette party.
No.
I invite people to watch if they can find the entire... It was posted by some influencers. I invite people to watch the whole video because she's accompanied by an enabler that's perfect because she's asked the same question, and she says, "This is for you. You answer this." And gentlemen, she's single. So that's
I wonder why.
When we come back, we're going to do a wonderful flip side. I got things that you're going to love. And they're all in my magic flip side folder. And we'll do that after this. Thank you, Eric, for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
When did we start having fun?
Now.
Just now. Hawk Tua. Ah, you know what? Magic mind. I bet that lady doesn't use it. Haley.
But if she did.
If she did, she'd be unstoppable. Because in a world filled with distraction, finding focus can feel like an impossible task. Introducing Magic Mind, the mental performance shot that's revolutionizing productivity. With mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins, Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive while reducing stress. What sets Magic Mind apart? It's back by over 200 scientific studies and was developed over 10 years. Magic Mind is crafted with precision and care with organic ingredients. Time-release caffeine. I love that because it's not like a surge and then a drop-off. It gives you a nice time-release effect of caffeine and stress-reducing herbs. It's the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, with a risk-free guarantee, it's never been easier to experience the magic for yourself. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind. I keep mine in the fridge. I take the shot every day before the show. It's delicious. Tastes like a gingery grapefruit thing, and the effects are happening. Right now, there is a limited time offer that gets you up to 40% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with the code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. And here is my daughter. Here is my daughter. Here is my daughter.
Hello.
There she is. You know how kids are.
Where is she?
The flip side.
So many things to do today on the flip side. I want to start with this. Did you see all the nonsense that went down at the golf tournament yesterday on the 17th hole? They have these people, these rioters that come out, and they were most recently, they painted Stonehenge orange, which
terrible.
Is not a great thing to do. Don't do that. But they stormed the game. The match was coming to an end. It was a tight match. One stroke separated the two leaders. And they're on the 17th hole, and these knuckleheads come out. But my favorite part of this is the very dissatisfied Jim Nance, who's, guys, that's basically his tone the whole time.
Scottie Scheffler comes out of the chaos. And
forgive me, that's Scottie Scheffler winning. Obviously, the riders did not harm that. It's weird. What you're about to see did not harm the lie of either of the balls of the people in competition, so they could finish up after. But here's the actual rioters.
Oh boy.
Scheffler looks very unhappy.
We've got a whole group of protesters. Now these are here. Poor protesters, because good ones would have went and picked the ball.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
They've been tackled on the ground, on the green.
So they're throwing flares. And there's orange smoke. And look at all the security.
Oh. See, this is the opposite. Baseball will not show you if someone runs on the field.
Right.
They'll do they'll show the booth and get nowhere near. So the fact that they're showing this.
So the security handcuffed and immediately removed five protesters. And, you know, it's an interesting point. It's like they're not prepared for it. You know, they wouldn't even expect that whatsoever, but obviously all is well. Now here, this is at a briefing from the State Department, and I've heard from several journalists that have worked in the White House in the press area, it's pretty filthy.
Yeah.
It used to be a swimming pool that was built over, and although it looks nice on TV, it's not great, and here's the guy giving the State Department update.
Weeks, you've seen dramatic attacks targeting civilian communities. Matt, I hate to interrupt. There's a big cockroach on the wall over your head there, so maybe need a. We'll defer that to. No insecticide.
Well handled.
Roachicide in the
therapy,
Matt.
You know what I can say about him?
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm sorry to be distracted, but it's a rather large one.
Do I have to get rid of it now?
No. Right. Let me go ahead and finish.
So I don't know if that should have been a Homeland Security issue or a State Department
Definitely.
Issue. But I mean, a roach is not great regardless, but if it's big enough to stop you in your tracks, that's bad.
Big enough for a wire.
And poor camera work by C-SPAN to not show us the roach.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, I think that's sort of a flip the switch and go thing, isn't it? Down there, one camera.
Yes.
Yeah. We have in the past made fun of broadcaster Scott Shannon. He is a great disc jockey, a legendary, as Mike and I would say, a heritage disc jockey. But people say when we make fun of him, we are exaggerating. Well, that's Scott Shannon now. Kind of makes you wonder the way Scott Shannon might have sounded, say, back in 1970 when he was Super Shan on WMAK, I think it is, back in Nashville. Hawk Tua wasn't even born yet.
Full circle.
But listen to this. And this is the way radio used to be.
WMAK presents Scott Shannon.
802 in the city of music with Scotty on a good-looking Monday night. Billy Lee Riley, I got a thing about you, baby. WMAK 804 with Super Shannon.
Woo! Baby, right on.
America, Ventura Highway, hit pound.
One more.
Super Shan. M-A-K.
808. Scotty doing the Monday Night Boogie. Big record. Revere and the Raiders. Indian Reservation.
Indian Reservation.
I think it's great.
I mean, don't you think that's what radio needs?
Yeah, it's like a hype man really? On the radio.
And that's back when, like, Dude Walker was hired by him, right?
Yeah, that's that very close. Very close. 1970. So that's... Really, as someone who loves to scream over records on Rob Radio, that makes me cringe. It's like, really?
I thought it was nice. 808.
Reservation! I hope Shannon's doing well.
Scott, I hope Shannon. So too. Yeah.
All right. I close with this tape, and I choose this for you, Josh. It goes back a few weeks, but it just found its way to me. At Camden Yards, do they have an organist?
No, they have just an electronic, press the button. They got a soundboard.
Okay. Do you like the stadiums that still have organists?
I like the organists. I like them because they can improvise.
This is very cool that you bring this up. One of the great stadiums that still plays the organ is the Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles. And you could see from the field, from the high seats in the stadium, that a car was on fire in the parking lot. And this is pregame. They hadn't started anything yet. They're doing all the pregame stuff. You hear a little of it here. But obviously, the organist is up high enough that he could see it as well. And a lot of people could see it. Before I play this tape, I want you to know that no one was injured. But this is the song he played when everyone saw on, I believe it was on Dodger Vision, when they saw the burning car. You can see the fire there.
Well done.
Yeah, that's why you hired that organist.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he understands his job.
Well, that's the best part of the organist, is when they can find the appropriate song to mess with the other team.
I love
and
it.
In this case, he's got the...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh. He said we didn't start the fire. That is that's some strong organ playing right there. You have to admit, he did a fine job. And also, not for nothing, later in that same game, the organist caught a foul ball.
Wow.
So, to quote the great Mel Allen, how about that? You love baseball.
I love baseball.
Have
it's
we ever been
love.
To a game?
Yeah.
That's
we went
right.
to, we went to an Orioles game.
That's right. We sat in section 337.
One
just,
off.
Sounds about right.
Just missed
it. Mike gets.
No, it's 336, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Very cool. Everybody, thank you for joining us today. Another great surprise guest host tomorrow, but they'll have a hard time matching up to my good friend Eric.
Oh, thank you very much over. For having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Also, you look lovely.
Thank you.
And everybody, zoom in and find all the garbage in my house. It's really horrifying.
I don't
when
see
you
any.
See, no, but when I see your shot, it's a little horrifying. Because you see
I think
a
it's
lot
great.
Of it. Well, thank you. I think you're great.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow.
Time Mike. To purge.
No! Listen, you're not married to me. Not yet. You can't say that. We've got lots of great stuff coming up for you this week. Especially, here's a little tease. A lot of people have reached out about what's up with cake and cookies. I'll just say, stay tuned. Eric, we got to go and chase the dogs.
Let's do it.
We'll be back tomorrow. 10-ish. Watch your Facebook feed for the actual time. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Josh.
Hawk Tua.
That's classy. See you in Nashville.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.